Welcome back to DollarWise, the show which seeks to help everyone improve their financial circumstances using easy-to-grasp tips. Lending money is arguably a universal part of human existence. Whether it's a few dollars to help a friend buy a snack or sending a relative a lump sum to help pay a bill, it's highly likely that all of us will at some point be hit up for a loan. While a loan can be a blessing to someone in need, it can easily become a sour experience for the lender and for a number of reasons. First off, you might not get your money back. You could develop a reputation as an ATM or worse, take a major loss in your personal savings. After scouring the internet, here are a few of the best tips to help ensure your lending experience is not a negative one. Tip number one, never lend what you can't afford to lose. This is one snippet of wisdom that has been handed down for generations and won't likely lose significance anytime soon. You could have the person hooked up to a polygraph machine as they hold the Bible while promising to pay you back, but the fact is that once you lend the money, there is always a possibility that you won't get it back. With that in mind, ensure that you never give a loan that will harm you. You might develop a reputation for being stingy, but at least you will have the comfort of knowing that your finances are secure. Tip number two, make sure the recipient understands that it is a loan. Many people often end up in court over unpaid sums because they were under the impression that the funds given to them were a gift and not a loan. To avoid the possibility of this happening, treat the situation like a business transaction. Ensure the person clearly understands that he or she is receiving a loan, get it in writing if possible, and stipulate a time period in which the funds are to be repaid. If a written document is not feasible, you can use your phone to video record the transaction. At the end of the day, make sure you have proof to demonstrate that you both agreed to the loan. Tip number three, get a credit history. Continuing in the trend of treating the loan as a business transaction, first, find out who they've borrowed money from in the past and whether they have repaid those loans. Next, find out if the money was repaid in a timely manner. Third, find out how the person plans to pay you back, and if that source of funds is secure, such as their salary, or unsure, such as the money they are to be repaid from a loan they gave to someone else. Once you've done that, then use the information as a guide on whether to lend or not. Tip number four, ensure the person understands how you got the money to lend. If it's a major loan, more often than not, the money you will take to lend to the other person will come from a major savings or investment account. Ensure the person you are lending money to understands where the money came from and the personal consequences you will face if you don't get your money back. That way, the person has both an emotional and moral responsibility to repay your money. Tip number five, learn to say no. When asking for a loan, some people have no problem playing on your emotions or past favors they did for you so they can guilt you into giving them the money. These types of persons are often the ones who are reckless with their finances and are least likely to actually repay the loan. That said, it's important for you to learn to say no and mean it. You may feel guilty later and it may change the nature of your relationship with the person, but there comes a time when you have to look out for your own best interest, and it is in your best interest not to enable a financially irresponsible person. You're better off getting them the help they really need. So to recap, when considering lending money, remember these tips. Number one, never lend something you can't afford to lose. Number two, make sure the recipient understands it is a loan. Number three, consider getting a credit history on the person. Number four, make the person understand why you need your money back. And lastly, be prepared to just say no. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.